בגין נקרא דף מסכת סביבה מסדף נוטס, בגין למדבי, זה גין נוטס מסדו, בגין לזה גמר, המאני, who is this רב מאיר, it's רב מאיר. The Gemara brought this teaching of Rudim Rav that she's bish like a dark, she's possible to kahuna, the Gemara says, from a braisa, loyally isha, excluded among the kankado, we see that, obviously it's too much like a dark, because I've never been problem at Bo'ulo, so we see that, never the shake a dark is only problem because of mono, so that's difficult in Rav, the Gemara says, oh, hamani rab mehi, that he expounds from the extra base of Bsulao, takes food with Nibish like a darka, that's Kashmir Kuran Gadol. Now, so it says, Avagal Dre Meir, although Kuran Dre Meir, he will have increases in the Knas, they do have Allah of Knas, and they're not excluded from Balay Seal Isha, that it has to be that which is role for him. The Rav Gufay Muki must need the Resh El Naras, Rav himself explains the Mishnah, and therefore, seemingly, if he's not made them from Knas, and also you should not remind them from being able to be married to them. So it says, here we're not excluding them from the halacha of knas, only from the halacha that it's not fit to be married to them. Because you're telling them to be safe for Bailey Nas, not over the end of the Testament of. And the love but it's not fit for her to marry to the Jewish people. And Rosh Lekaimah, he's not allowed to remain married to Hashem, like it's in the mother, which is a woman that's fit for him. So it's not dependent one on the other, that the halacha of knas on the halacha of being married. Says Taisus, Tame, it's a wonder, because the Hasam over the end of Memorah, Parduch Allah, the Gemara asks, on this halacha, that a woman that's forbidden to him, he does not have the mitzvah, say, B'leisi Elisha, of having to marry her. So the Gemara says, B'leisi, say, B'leisi Elisha, say, why don't you say the positive, B'leisi Elisha, over at Negri Prohibition of Malachi and Gobel? So it's Taisus, my Parduch, what's the question? Shani Hocha the Golai Crow, I mean, here it's different, because you have a positive, B'leisi Elisha, explicitly telling you, that specifically over here it has to be roll and not that it's not roll, so it's precluding from that. Bishlam, it says the parakach, that's more the question. But when they say, that's a lot. Why don't you say the positive commandment overrides? Pchitim, we can say no shani ochad galakor. What do you mean? Here it's because the pasuk is explicitly revealing. If that's the case, nikmah b'chal makom. Then the question is then why do you learn from here every place? The leidochet that I say would not be dechalim to say. Or you know, parakach. Or additionally, you could say that the Gemara's question is that to have a look mekor b'chiv alavin. You should not have explained the pasuk to b'chiv alavin. As you are, el b'chiv krisis dafka should have been only b'chiv krisis. As Tosfos explains, what would the chiddush be over there? I mean, I would have thought the sage that you would be able to stay married to her even by b'chiv krisis. Hal b'sab l'knas me'besulis v'nagas. Since l'maisa, we see that there is a ribui for the halacha of knas from besulis and nagas and bereishal and nagas over there in the chuppah tesmah beis. The kroy mishdamoy because the pasuk sounds like the hechadik of knas. They can assume that where there is knas, that there is marriage, and therefore they have to tell you that no, that you're not allowed to be. Regarding negative prohibition, name it. I would say the positive commandment overrides negative prohibition. That was the Gemara's question. Abakasha, but Tosfos says it's difficult because the Mishanim, because the Gemara answers regarding this question of a seder chalais to say. The Gemara says, "Hey, chamin the doch. When we say that say overrides negative prohibition, you could go mila b'tzaras, like by the makam of the arla, it's tzaras, and that you could do mila." Well, halacha, but over here, when a person violated a woman that's forbidden to him, yamir, if the woman says, I don't want to be married to him, me, easily, I say, do you think that I say is here at all? The halacha is only if she wants to marry him, if she doesn't want him, there's no, I say, I see Elisha. So since it's a possibility to fulfill both without there being dechalese to say, so we'd say, Efshle Kaimish name. We're not going to say it to be dechalese. Says Taisus in Canaan, that's the case. Lomni kral mutish leisendo. So why do we need a pasuk baloi to say that you cannot marry her? But if it's possible to be exempt, so it's not even the obligation. What would the habamina be that would say would be dechleis? But Manila read it appears to the read to answer both of these questions. The question regarding on the Gemara's question, I say dechleis to say we asked, what do you mean? But there's a pasuk that there's no I say, and also regarding the second point, according to the answer of the Gemara, why do you need baloi? But we say there's no asay at all. Says Taisus, the halacha mitur l'kedavah shows to me that the truth is here when we're excluding it from v'loy, it's not from the extra word v'loy that we're expounding. Halacha perusha, the interpretation like this: when it says in the pasuk v'loy si'elisha that to him she should be a wife, it means be'isha ruloy, a wife that's fit for him. Prat lamon excludes a widow. Now we're learning from the word v'loy, rather from elsewhere we know that it's only that which is fit for him has the chiyuv. And that's because Mishum de Shimbi al Nariz, like says within the Chazam and Alf, when it says Tia, which means she should be Midaita, from her own consent. Beginning to be Midaita, since we need her consent, it came be Inan Isha Ruilo, so we need to have a wife that's fit for him. The Loi Choshev say, we're Because this that we say that's not considered a positive commandment to say the Torah to say, because the Ha'i Amra, because if she says that loy bein ale, I don't want them misla say, do you think it would be a positive commandment at all? Whereas I say the Ha'i is only if there's no other possibility. That's what the Gemara was answering. Taisa asks according to this, so Mikara, so originally the part that the Gemara asked when they said the Ha'i is that the situation the Ha'i say, what's the question? It's not a full fledged assay because you can get out of it. So it says no. At that point, the Gemara is talking about the Gemara thought to say the Chiyamer Mio be inili. But if she says I do want him, Yitcha say it's like the Gemara should override negative prohibition. To be Masika Daite, because the Gemara didn't entertain to Lo Asa say b'Derchalais to say that Asa would not be b'Derchalais to say, because she always says I want him, so it is an Asa, and the Gemara did it, and the Gemara not entertain what the Gemara had answered. That here we're not going to say the chalais say because every assay that could be nullified, for example, where she says I don't want him, it's not going to be the chalais say, even when it's not in this battle. For example, if she says I want him, Elo could be mila b'tzaras, but chulu only like mila b'tzaras where there's no other hechadimtze. That was the Gemara's avamina. Or inami another approach, mikach as like a dayt, originally what the Gemara thought when it was asking the question, like the petition, like we explained in the beginning of Taisus, the mitur kadar. That's actually from the extra word loy that we're darshaning, that's forbidden for him to marry, that she's forbidden to. In other words, originally the Gemara understood that this assay was a regular assay. And this is also b'chiv alavin, is because the possibility of Elisha. And that is, if she's forbidden to him, he should not marry her. So the Gemara says, why not? Say, say, b'chalaisa say. Like we said before, that we should learn from here that you never say, say, b'chalaisa say. Or say, there's tumma b'chiva krisis with assay, cannot be b'chalaisa say, because it's only in the answer of the Gemara that when we found out this novel idea that there's no assay at all. Because it could be, it won't even be applicable at all when she says, I don't want them. So that's why it's not compared to Mimit Saras, which it didn't know all the way out of it. Next is Master Bin Mutgmur, but Rav Dama Krebelazar. Rav, he holds, however, like Krebelazar. Because the Gemara had asked a question, as we said in the previous places, said, oh, that price is like Rameir. When never looks like a dark, it's Kush like when the Rav is like Krebelazar. So it's Taisus, Leish, it's over Rav, Krebelazar. Not really, Rav holds like Krebelazar, that if you have Bish like a dark, then she's possible to Kahuna. Because the Rabbi Shimon and the Tavei, they both say, meaning and Rab, but Geras and Mukasaitz Leisa. But Geras and Mukasaitz that he should not marry. And we already said that whoever holds that a Kohen Gadol is also in Begeras, also holds a Bula Shagadark is permitted because they're inversely related. Now, and Rebbe Lazar, a Machsha Begeras, he holds, and like we said from the Drash of Sukkim, Rebbe Lazar is Machsha Begeras. And they say it's awesome again. So it can't be that it really holds like a Rabbalazar. Elohim, rather, what the Gemara is saying is the Rav was going in his teaching, he was going a little bit below, according to Rabbalazar's opinion. I mean, he was explaining in Rabbalazar. The Nibbalash Gedark, that he holds Nibbalash Gedark, the positive Gunam, keeping the Mashal Begeres, since he validates the Begeres to Kohen Gadol, as we said, they depend on one or the other. But you're right, Velelus really, but Rav himself. It's not only this, rather, he holds Nibbalash Gedark, it's Kosher Gunam. Bashan Nichan, that makes sense. The parach, the Gemara asks, if it's like Rebbe Lazar, so my Yom Mishum Be'ula, then why are you saying, because Be'ula, Tevele Dabo Zaynam, it should be sufficient if it's a Zaynam, the Amr Rebbe Lazar, upon the Be'ula, and recorded Rebbe Lazar's teaching. Now, Be'eli was an Avshi comment, because if Rab was going according to his own opinion, that he was ruling Rebbe Lazar, so my parach was the Gemara asking, the Amr Mishum Be'ula, like Rebbe Lazar, how do you think, because you're like Rebbe Lazar, one halach, never should get out, because you're like Rebbe Lazar, you think you're all like him in everything, regarding Zaynam? These two things are not dependent on one the other. What do they have to do with each other? The fact that I was asking the question, obviously, it was in Rebbe Lazar that he was saying, but not his own opinion that he's like Rebbe Lazar. But more of it says, obviously, Rav does not hold like Rebbe Lazar, Baha, and regarding this teaching, that he has Pana, Abal, Pana, Asazana, that if a single boy and a single girl, that would make her into a Zaina. In the parch, I Rab b'samach. The fact that we're asked on Rab shortly that Baha, I regarding this, I'm Rebbe Lazar, and I love Rebbe Lazar, I love not like Rebbe Lazar. Obviously, that we're asking a Rav like that, and he's not a Rav Lazar in this halacha. And the same paragraph, the exhibit is the end of the first paragraph, the exhibit of the Tetzavah Menavka, but Tenegah Shenenza, regarding a girl that was raped, what's the halacha, Shekash the Kuna, or the Sheva halacha like a Zaina, plus the Shem Krav Yasi, Rav rules like over there like Krav Yasi, the Machsha, that she is Kasha. Obviously, it's not like Rav Lazar that would make her into Zaina. So, if that's the case, so Vehecha, the Machsha, how do you validate that girl, a Philip Trey Ruby? Even if you still like Rav Yasi, but he says only by two majorities. And even so, Isavar, if Rav would hold upon Abal Panuya, Asar Zaino, make her into Zaino, So she should be possible kuna, because when this panay comes onto this girl for the purpose of znuz, so he makes her the same then possible the kuna. So what's the majorities over here? But they're all going to invalidate her. But they're limits pushing it to say the leitzach lepasik, and maybe they say Rab holds panav over there. Maybe like Rabbi Lazar, it does make a sign. And there's no difference if we go after the rabbi or not. And this day Ruzak Abisi is leitzach lepasik. Ella lebala leshamishes only because if he has be with her for the purpose of marriage, which does not become a zayna, just doesn't know if the boil was kosher or not. According to Abiesi, you go based on the majority, and Rav was like Abiesi. But Taisa says it's a dechi to say that because if you're saying Rav holds like Abiesi, sounds like that he rules like him regarding that even ba'inus. And if you say like Rulaza, that he makes her into a zayna, so then it wouldn't make a difference. That was like Rabbi Yasi. Rather, obviously, like we're saying, this whole teaching of Rabbi in our Gemara was only according to Rabbi Yasi, but Balei was real. But he himself does not hold like Rabbi Yasi. And again, not like either one of these teachings. Not Nevi Shlagadak, and not like a Rabbi Zayna. He next says, "Vasta begun the Gemara Shnayim Larba." That this halach of Esnan Zayin Mechir Kelev is not also with Mechir Zayin and Esnan Kelev, because it says in the pasuk Shnayim, which is Leban excluding the other two types. Says Tosfos from Tempeh, that's the second look. It says it begins Mehicha Teis Gadai to Lemeza. Why would you have thought to say it to be forbidden? This or Kolamut that you need a pasuk to exclude those two other versions. It doesn't say it in the Torah. The Yeshua Tosfos says what you can say is Disog Gadai that you would have thought to say lesser Mishum the Iskish that should be forbidden because they compared one to the other, Zayin and Kelim, which with either one with Esna and Mechir. But Chidim begin to say Misa the Hanin. I also begin to say okay that those are also forbidden. But when the one Torah says in a more encompassing way, Esna and Mechir Kelim and Zayin, it would show that both are going above. So it says, no, that would be the case. I mean, I would have said that each one independently would be permitted. So when you have both, that both are forbidden. But a mew, however, according to one who says above and sits the dalam base and in other places, it sounds like that it could either be both as one, each one independently. Because the Bazi explicitly tells you it has to be both together. I should have said it like this. And I wouldn't have thought it's only both. I would have thought either or also. Well, the parakal asur and the gemara tamar daflaman base, mahay drash l'shnam le'dalid. You have to say that you're right. You don't need to exclude because you wouldn't have thought to say, as to answer Tosfos' original question, that the other two would be forbidden because it doesn't say it. So they don't have to come on to Tosfos' test, which doesn't work for that for this mandam that we're asking on. Rather, from the Shnei Melidah, they learn that Nafkaluhu, Nafkalon, the Inznos Lebehema, that there's no Znos for Behema. You're right, actually teaches us something else because you don't need it to exclude the other ones of Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zayin.